Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
G'day, John.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you know what's bad radio?
What is bad radio?
When
Steve?
Someone goes, hey, just off air now, we're talking about, and then proceeds to catch the listeners up. Listeners don't care what we're talking about off air. We're professionals. But what we're just talking about off air was the New Zealand International Film Festival program, which we will be delving into in some more detail next week.
Future episode.
But suffice to say, it is available online. You can check it out. Mm-hmm. This kicks off at the end of this month. And I'm not sure why I'm referencing this. I think it's because it's what we're just talking about off air, John.
It was what we're just talking about. They've got a nice little pamphlet online. A little PDF. You can click that open, see all the nice design they've done.
Usually, a bundle of physical copies arrives at BFM. Is that going to happen?
One coming out later this week.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yes, awesome.
What I can
How many films do you think you're going to go for? Have you got like a number in your mind? You're going to do like 20?
I always feel like I do as many as I can. Mm. So even though the program is a bit slimmer this year, I will still probably do 20 something, maybe.
Okay. That's so impressive.
It's not that impressive.
I looked at the program, I looked at the schedule, and I said, okay, I'm going to like 8. I'm going to like 8 of these.
Yes.
Pretty hefty. That's still a hefty time commitment.
For me, it's tiny. Don't sell yourself short. No, for me, it's a small, small amount.
But speaking of time commitment, I started checking out a show on Monday night that I thought I liked the premise. I thought I'd give it a go. And then 5 hours later, I went to bed having just hammered episode after episode. Mm. I don't know what's happened to me, but I've started to like dating shows. Does this happen? Is this how it happens? Is anyone else in the same boat?
What's that boat one?
Love Boat.
Below Deck.
I was like, I hate reality television. I hate it. I'm never watching that crap. And then suddenly I found myself sucked into like 3 seasons of Below Deck, going, my God, this is the greatest thing
I've
ever
seen
in my life.
Was it the setting that sort of involved you, do you think? Was it like were you like, oh. It's so good on a boat.
I could just put myself into that situation. I was just like, look, that I could have easily been doing this in another lifetime. I could have been someone else's slave on a big boat.
Well, it's funny you say another lifetime, because this brings me back to the premise of this show. My entry point into it was that it shares a producer and showrunner with F Boy Island, which I didn't think I'd talk about this week again, but here we are. Mm-hmm. The name of this show is called The One That Got Away, and the premise of this dating show, which you can find on Prime Video, is that there's 5 people living in a house. Periodically, through a mysterious portal, people from their pasts come through, mm-hmm. and they date them. These aren't like exes, but they're like maybe it's someone that you used to be friends with, and you're just never single at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's a terrifying premise. There are a few of us watching it in the lounge together, all kind of reflecting on our lives. Mm. And dear listeners, I feel if you're not cringing the same way, then you've got high ethics and morals.
Or you haven't done much in the world.
That's the show. And it starts pretty timidly. But as you'll know, one of the joys in reality TV is the ability to cast absolute gold standard strange talent, that people whose brains don't necessarily work like yours or mine. Mm. And boy, have they hit the jackpot with this show. So between this concept, which is kind of skin crawling, people get like sent back through the portal. There'll be like 2 people from someone's past with them at the same time. Mm. It sounds really cool. It's really like, heightened and cringy. And if you're looking for some trash until the New Zealand International Film Festival rolls around, or just bring it all back together, The One That Got Away, Prime Video, 10 episodes of season 1 are streaming now.
Okay.
I've done 5. I'm doing the other 5 tonight.
Okay. I could sell my partner into this one. You know, she's like deep in Australian MasterChef, but I feel I might be able to like steal her eyes.
Not in New Zealand.
Do you think you're ready for the conversation? Like, do you ever wonder if things could have been different?
Yeah.
Is that
honesty
is
key.
Or is it better to go, you know, I've been wondering if things could have been different. Optional. You've got a couple of ways in.
Mm-hmm.
Or just this was on the radio today and let's
I'm
check it
so
out.
I'm so opposed to dating shows just sort of as a rule, but that sounds sick. I don't know. Maybe it's the portal. Maybe I think I really like portals and I like the idea of people coming in and out of them.
It's quite a dangerous portal. It's surrounded by a lot of dry ice and it's outside and the ground isn't visible.
Oh,
and
wow.
Every single woman seems to have trouble walking in or out of the portal.
You're only selling me more.
So I think there's probably like if the show gets season two, there might be a little bit of a health and safety briefing required before they build their set. But no one's fallen over yet. It's fine.
It's so cool though.
There's been some drunk people not walking in straight lines, but that's okay. This is the other advantage of it being on Prime is that there are no network restrictions around language or mm-hmm. alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. So these are key things to, I think, any reality show is like plying your contestants with booze, but they just can't normally show it quite as much as we see here.
Visceral. That's cool. I think it's excellent, the idea of people just being so honest in the way that they are, you know, like the contestants and the way they're being asked about their pasts or whatever, right?
Like, there's, it's caused a lot of speculation about how they got down to the degree of detail about these people, like right. whether private investigators have been hired, how much the people have disclosed themselves, because they're genuinely surprised at some of the individuals that confront them or that they're confronted with. Who all come out really well-meaning because they're here to make a good impression and see if there's any like anything that they can, mm-hmm. any sparks will fly, mm. and then just sort of be met with. There's been a few instances of the main contestant seeing someone come through and not knowing who they are, which is hugely painful. So there's heaps of cringe to this. It's really trashy. Look, if the last five episodes are go completely off the rails in a bad way, I'll let you know next week, but in the interim, I reckon you should check it out. It's a bit of a week for trash TV, I think.
Mm. Anything else, Steve? Was there anything else?
Oh, well, there's also movies, and they there's a noteworthy New Zealand filmmaker has just about to roll his new Marvel pick off the starting blocks, mm-hmm. which is Thor: Love and Thunder, Taika Waititi's sequel to his very silly Thor: Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's not that great.
Are you giving it a 5 out of 10?
Oh, I mean,
4 out of 10?
What's a number? It's just, it's a bit ho-hum. Lots of gags. Many of the gags don't work. Some of it looks really cool. Some of it looks quite garbage, as MCU films kind of tend to. Mm-hmm. Real mixed bag.
Do you think... Is this a bit of a matter of, like, maybe sort of flogging a dead horse or, you know, or, like, mining from a territory that's been mined too heavily or something like this?
Good question. I think one of the reasons Thor Ragnarok worked so well is that it was a big tonal change from the films that came before. And the way it was quite sort of poked fun at itself and its lead character was something we hadn't seen to that degree before in those films. And it just kind of wants to do the same thing again, but it's diluted an impact the second time around, and this isn't as compelling a story, it just doesn't quite hang together the same way. So no doubt, if you watch all of these films, nothing I say is going to make any impact on you whatsoever, except shut up, Dick. And if you are not going to see it already, you're not going to see it. So I don't know. It's pretty review proof, this film, I think. But it exists and you can see it in the movies this week.
That's the most terrifying concept ever, review proof films. Oh my gosh.
Looks like we've got ourselves a reader.
I do too much reading.
All right, Steve Newell.
Anyway, I've just taken a swipe at a Marvel movie and recommended a dating show. So who the hell am I to judge?
Right, we'll see you next week, mate.
Bye-bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.